Blog Talk Radio. picture. Feds is watching, why they ain't get you? They ain't your niggas, they ain't with you. Nope. You don't see them, then they say they miss you. All the bad luck and hate they wish you. Yeah. You and your homie, different casket. Yeah. Same pastor, same scripture. I'm in the hood where the drugs is. Yeah. Never that far away from where the plug is. Nah. Homemade corn liquor in the tub is. Down bottom square, hot where the bugs is. Object is the rise up above this. Yeah. Why you think all the real niggas love kids? Why? Instagram got people so caught up with lights, motherfuckers forgot what real love is. Check it. Right off the back of them big 18-wheelers. As soon as I get it, they go to the dealers. Yeah, they been fucking with us. I know that they feel us. Woo! Ain't too much to say because they know we the realest. Ha!
Realest niggas in the game left. Realest niggas in the game left. Realest niggas in the game left. As I look around, we the realest in the game left.
Shout out to my man Jada Kiss for that track right there. That's real dope right there. And it's the Block Report with your host Tafari XL. We're on Blog Talk Radio. And this is the Monday edition of the show. Let me get my flowing music going, back on going. And let's get into the show. So for today, you know, we just want to cover some trending topics and stuff that's going on in the news and whatever's on the brain and on the talking tube, talking table, or whatever that everybody's talking about or not talking about. We'll share a couple of thoughts. As I said earlier, I want to wish them happy Memorial Day to all veterans and their families that, you know, that have lost or have anyone that was ever injured in some combat and whatnot and such, and, you know, and all of that. So I want to send all of that out there, my well wishes for that holiday. So anyway, there's a story going on in the news right now about this gorilla in this Cincinnati, Ohio zoo that was killed. Apparently, this three-year-old boy, he fell through the barrier between the gorilla's habitat and the zoo goers. And from what I understand, there was there was one barrier, then a buffer, and then some wiring. So he went through the first barrier, the railing or whatever, got through the buffer, and who knows what the buffer is. They still haven't shown you the actual how it looked. They haven't shown it on TV. They haven't even let the news networks get in the zoo to actually film it so you could see how it looked, as far as I know at this point. And then there was some wiring. Now, I'm not one of those fanatical jump up and down animal activist people, because for some of them, I feel they're very biased and somewhat, you know, they have more feelings. So they have more feelings and concern about animals' rights than they do for humans and human rights, especially when it comes to black folks. But in this particular case, I'm looking at it and I'm saying, you know, the video, if you saw the video, the gorilla did nothing to the child that fell in there, you know. The gorilla was actually kind of checking out the child, trying to see if the kid was one of their own, as it kind of looked like, because, you know, the gorilla appeared to be looking and checking out the child, and it was a male gorilla. And as one person is saying, you know, humans are very close to gorillas as far as they're in the same family of, as far as being primates. So they were saying that, you know, they're not carnivorous or man eaters. The only danger in this case would have been the gorilla might have started playing with the child to a certain degree, and the child being as small as they are and the gorilla being as big as they are, which the gorilla was 17 years old. I don't have the gorilla's name, but I heard his name, and it was kind of difficult to pronounce, so I'd have to have some news article or whatever on here to get the gorilla's name. But y'all can look it up. Just look up the Cincinnati Zoo gorilla. Google that was shot and killed. And so, you know, the only danger was the gorilla might have started tussling or wrestling with the child a little bit, kind of to where the child couldn't handle it, but not in fear that the child would be eaten by the gorilla. So the zoo staff, they prepare for situations like this, and they are supposed to be ready. Their decision was to shoot and take down the gorilla instead of tranquilizing the gorilla, because they claimed that it would have taken too long to have gotten the gorilla tranquilized or whatever the case may be. But there was one scientist who came on the news, I believe it was on CNN or somewhere I heard him, and they came on and they said that, well, it would have taken maybe, he was guesstimated still though, about 10, 15 minutes to tranquilize this 400-pound gorilla. Matter of fact, it was this gorilla's birthday that the gorilla got shot and killed, either the day of the gorilla's birthday or the day after. And kind of ironic in that sense. But instead of tranquilizing the gorilla, they chose to shoot and kill the gorilla because they said it would have taken too much time. But it took them 10 minutes just to get to the decision to decide to come to that point. Well, not to get to the decision, but from the time it came and take care of the ordeal. They said it took about 10 minutes and then they decided to put down the gorilla. I think they just didn't have any tranquilizers left. And that's the story they want to say, that, you know, maybe they couldn't locate the tranquilizers or something else or the other thing is that they probably would have rather to take a lawsuit against coming from some animal rights organization than rather to take a lawsuit from a family that could sue them for not having proper protection from the gorilla's habitat, from the zoo goers and the patrons of the zoo. And then if the child had got seriously damaged and hurt or killed or something like that, then there would have been a wrongful death suit or something like that. And so it would have ended up being a payout of millions of dollars, and the zoo and just terrible press. So they would have lost money and would have had terrible press on their zoo. So they said, man, you know, best case scenario, just take out this gorilla. Fuck it, call it a day. Then we'll have the animal rights people on our back. But we'd rather that than we end up losing money. They're not going to really, if anything, we could settle with them for less and do something else different. But for this family and other people to come out and have this bad press on us, it could be millions of dollars on us. Now, people are out there, that's my opinion to why they came to the decision to take out the gorilla in that format. But who knows? You know what I'm saying? Push one if you have questions, comments, or thoughts on that subject or anything else. The caller number is 929-477-3093. The caller number is 929-477-3093. This is the Block Report with Safari XL. Then there were some people also, in addition, they were saying they wanted to get at the parents because they feel like the parents were negligent, and essentially with the parents being negligent, they are the cause of the reason why the gorilla ended up being taken out. And you know that if the parents, because there was a witness that said that the mother of the child was doing something with some other children, and during the time they were doing that or whatever, then their child was, that's how their child was able to go through all of this and get through the wiring, the buffering, whatever, and all of that stuff, and end up in the gorilla's habitat. It's a three-year-old boy. I mean, it's probably a very traumatizing and serious situation. He may or may not remember, but usually, you know, I think whenever you go through something very serious, there's a slight chance as a young child, 3, 4, 5 years old, slight chance you'll still remember it. So, I mean, it's great that they got the child out unharmed and safe and whatnot and all of that, but, you know, there could have been another way to deal with the situation without taking out this gorilla. I kind of feel like the gorilla became a victim of circumstance because he did nothing to warrant being shot and killed, other than just being a gorilla bigger than this child. So it's something you got to really kind of look at and see, you know, how society views certain life and situations with people and stuff. So, and you know, and also I'm telling you, I really feel like there was a money situation in that, and they said better take out this gorilla than we face a lawsuit with this child hurt or whatever or anything like that. That's how I feel on that. So Yeah, so that's how that's going. Also, let's see what else we got. We got the Golden State Warriors. Golden State Warriors and the Oklahoma City Thunder. They'll be playing Game 7 tonight in the Western Conference Finals. They had I was watching that game, the Game 6. That was amazing. I mean, Klay Thompson had a hell of a record, made a new NBA record in the playoffs with 11 three-pointers. He had an amazing game. And then, you know, Steph Curry came and stepped it up in the last half and secured the game. Oklahoma City really blew that game. That was their game to win. And they ended up blowing it, and they lost it. You know, by not going with team ball, but just taking a lot of terrible shots, sloppy play. It was just terrible. And so they're going to Game 7 tonight in the Bay, back in the Bay Area, Golden State Warriors hometown, and home field advantage right there for Game 7. You also have the Cleveland Cavaliers, which are sitting down now waiting for them. The Cleveland Cavaliers they've advanced to the finals. They defeated Toronto. So they're just sitting back waiting on Golden State to finish up. Waiting for the winner of the Golden State-Oklahoma City series. And so that's how that's going down. So LeBron is trying to go back and get another ring for get one for Cleveland this time. So it's a lot of excitement with this NBA series and season right here. So, you know, so that's what's going on there on the sports level with as far as the NBA Finals. Also, I don't know if anybody's been checking out or if anybody else is excited about it, but I'm excited about the Summer Olympics 2016. Let's see how that's going to go down, considering that they're holding it in Brazil, and there's been a concern and worries over the Zika virus situation and all of that. So, but I am excited to see the Summer Olympics this year. And, you know, it's something that I grew up watching quite coming up. So I love the track and field sports and all of that stuff. So I'm excited for that. So that's going on with that. So that's where we got it at with the sports and all of that. Calling number is 929-477-3093. 929-477-3093. Push 1 if you have any questions, comments, if there's anything else you want to bring up. So, you know, so that's what's going on. So, you know, I'd like to know if anybody has any ideas or opinions on who may win the finals, if it will be Golden State and Cleveland, and if it is them, who would win? All right. All up. All right, caller. I see we have several callers here. I see we have one with a question. Hold on, give me a second. Let me bring you in. And just before I bring you in, this is what I want to know. Before I bring you in, caller, where is my thing that I bring my callers in on? Here it goes, right here.
Come with me. Is you down doing what I'm talking about doing? Are you down with that? You ain't down with that? Shut your goddamn ass up.
All right. Carla, welcome.
That.
Carla, you reached the Block Report with the Far Right XL. Give us your name, where you calling from, and what's your question or comment?
My name is Phoenix. You could call me Fifi. All right. I don't care about basketball.
CC? If I send the email, should I CC you or just...
Yeah, CC me, okay?
All right, go ahead.
No, you're talking about basketball. I don't really care what happens with basketball. I ain't got a dog in that race, so it's all right. But the thing with the gorilla, you know that gorilla looked too much like a black man to let it live. It's from Africa, too. So when shit went down, he had to go. Don't you know it's season on us? So he had to go. That's it. It was probably.
Oh,
like
man.
Right?
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. The kid that was in the kid that fell into the gorilla's habitat was a black child. It was a black, little young black boy, 3 years old.
Oh, now I get it. They was aiming at the damn kid and missed. That's what the deal is.
But what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is that gorilla was a victim of circumstance because that gorilla did nothing to deserve that shit. So it's it's really kind of sad.
I think they gave the gorilla time to F up the kid, and when he didn't, then they said,
he did act like he was here
by doing something. So that's why they ended up shooting the gorilla when they was aiming at the kid.
I mean, 10 minutes and they didn't, and then the best thing they could come up with is, let's kill this motherfucker. That's why I said they had supposed to have tranquilizers on deck for situations like that, but they didn't. They said that the tranquilizer would have took too long, but I think that the tranquilizer, ran out of tranquilizer, or they didn't have it, or they somehow, some mix-up, they couldn't find it, and they decided to just go put him down. Or you could add somebody in there that's been wanting to shoot something because, look, sometimes you have people that's like this brother he talks about. You have people that masquerade as cops, but they call them, or police officers, but he called them race soldiers. They're really people that want to be able to get into the environment and work in a certain kind of environment so they could exude power over certain other individuals and perform and get an opportunity to perform some of their sadistic shit that goes on in their mind.
Well, that's the same reason why Zimmerman was on block patrol, all right?
Right.
George Zimmerman, Trayvon, took him down. He was on block patrol. So, yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe the zoo person was like that, too. They said, oh, shit, I'm going to get to shoot down King Kong. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Finally.
I don't know, because I'm just saying, I'm not disregarding maybe the potential danger that child was in. But the video that I saw, the gorilla kind of was like keeping the child close to him, wasn't beating on him, was kind of looking at him, even trying to see if he was like harmed. Like the gorilla like had turned him around, was looking at him. He did kind of pull him, but you got to understand, it's a gorilla, 400 pounds. So
exactly.
If somebody pull you at 400 pounds and you're a little 30, 40-pound-year-old kid, it's going to look scary and dangerous. They said the child didn't even look scared of the gorilla. He wasn't crying or nothing.
Right.
So it's not like the gorilla was... You get what I'm saying? And for the child to fall into that habitat is because he wanted... The kid had said he wanted to get in the water. I mean, this is what I read in the news. The family
that
going
hot, huh?
Say that again?
It was that hot he wanted to get in the water. They should have went to
the
zoo.
Yeah, he wanted to get in the water. Right. So, the gorilla is his habitat had like a little stream running right through it with water. So he wanted to get there. So obviously he didn't think the gorilla was gonna mind.
Right.
he got some of that water. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, it's a bugged out story. It's a sad story. You know.
Yes, it is.
You know, because as I said, the gorilla, it would have been different if the gorilla was like a menacing, was acting
kid.
In a menacing way or was harming the child. But the gorilla was kind of like holding the child up, looking at him, like kind of brushing him off, you okay? Are you want to, you know what I'm saying? They said the gorilla has kids of its own. So,
wait, do you remember a few years ago when that kid fell in and it was a female gorilla that took the kid and, like, nurtured it and guarded it against the other gorillas until a keeper could come out and get the kid? That was
I think I remember something
ago.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah, you know.
That's what I'm saying. So it doesn't make,
take it
you know.
Down.
Right, so it's like because I think the gorilla would have more protected the kid than try to harm the kid. It's like, for instance, you know, like, it's different because, as I said, gorillas are not carnivores, so eating a human being would not be the thing to do for a gorilla. Now, they might have hit the kid, but that's only if the kid would have acted up. The kid was acting cool, was calm, as far as reports say. So, you know, and there was another story they reported about a guy, but he got his ass whooped. He jumped into the habitat with these lions. And took his clothes off and was taunting the lion. So the lion started beating his ass, you know, and getting at him. Yeah, this happened in
the
Chile.
The lion was being a lion, you mean? Oh,
exactly. This happened in Chile, And he jumped in the habitat, took his clothes off, and the lion started and trying to taunt the lion, and the lions started to get at him, so they had to kill those lions. It was a male and female lion. But you got to understand, a lion, though, eats and other animals and will eat anything
exactly.
that looks.
So that's
a different situation. So you kind of have no chance with that lion. There was a chance
mm-hmm.
with this gorilla. That's my
right.
point on that. And then
yeah.
and then what I'm saying is, like, for instance, I don't know, this may be true. I don't know. Like, I was thinking about it with as far as wolves, because I've always heard stories of, like even wolves would kind of, like, protect, even though they're meat eaters, but they have a way of knowing, like, I think they understand
if
that.
Benevolent or not. If you are
right.
if you come cool, they'll read your vibe and be cool. But if you
right, like
shit
especially
in your
if
heart,
a child,
go off. Right.
Right. But even a child, like, they can see that this is a child. This is not really
a man, or
this is not a full grown
mm-hmm.
human. So
right.
they're not really. So they can see. They can read the danger from you. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
They can read whether or not it's
yeah.
danger. Whereas a lion doesn't give a shit about that. A lion just wants to eat. When it's hungry.
Exactly. It's meat.
The lion, has no conscience.
It's meat.
Yeah. When the lion is hungry, it has no conscience. It just wants to eat. It doesn't consider, that this is not whatever, you know what I'm saying? It's just going to want to
uh-huh,
eat.
Right. No.
And
you don't see no morality play.
right. You know
what
I'm saying? And
play.
Actually...
That's it.
Actually, that's how they get trapped and put into captivity, because they get played on because they don't have
right.
the same kind of sensibility. It's I was just gonna say too. There was another thing I was looking at because you know you have them. It's funny because the lions are king of beasts, but yet still they have them in circus taming them, sending them around. Having them jump through hoops and do all kinds of tricks. But this is what I was
right?
thinking about. In the lion's den, Daniel in the mm-hmm. lion's den, from reference from in the Bible, someone was
exactly.
saying to me, they were talking about lions, and they were saying that. And what people don't know, I don't think people really understand it, because they try to make that like a miracle. And they don't know that actually Daniel was put in the lion's den by the king. The king didn't want Daniel to suffer. They put him in the lion's den at a particular time when the lions were full.
They had
already ate,
right.
so they weren't messing with
uh-huh.
him. Did you know that?
Yeah.
that's how he survived. He thought it was a miracle. No, they were full already.
The wrong way. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah,
hold on one second. Let me
give
one second, caller. Let me get the call number. 929-477-3093. This is the Block Report with Tafari XL. We got less than 20 seconds left to go before we go into the last 15 minutes of the show. If you're not already on the line, you'll have to catch the rest of the conversation through the archives. Otherwise, we are here now taking your calls and taking your questions or comments. Got 5 seconds. Okay, give me a second, caller. Let me put you on hold for a quick second. I'll bring you back if you have more to say.
No.
All right, no doubt.
Later.
All right, appreciate your call. Take care. So, let me go. We're going to go ahead and play this. We're going to go take this musical break. We're in the last 15 minutes of the show. I'm going to take this musical break and then continue on with the rest of the conversation. Let's see, where is the joint right here? Here we go.
Know what I'm saying? If you ever hear me say I'ma do something, best believe you're gonna see it done. The far by Excel, word is bond. Life's greatest teacher is experience. You don't learn nothing by sitting on the fence. Your biggest subject of study is of yourself. And every day you wake, you're put to the test. I won't stop till the casket drops in orbit. Not just saying I won't ever quit or forfeit. That's called tenacity. Google it and search it. No matter how you see it, life is perfectly imperfect. Many are out there trying to find their purpose, while others are cool with watching the circus. Many more out here really hurting, while I'm thankful for every scar hard, it was worth it. Embrace adversity, accept diversity. It's the way that the universe was meant to be. Defer from differences and seek similarities. This is how simple that it all can be. It feels too real, just too real. It's for the real, just too real. They say he who knows it really feels it. I spit these bars from experience. It feels too real, just too real. It's for the real, just too real. They say he who knows it really feels it. I spit these bars from experience. You see, I'm never envious or jealous, but without a doubt, I'm definitely selfish. You can scrutinize me and I relish it, because education doesn't show intelligence. So you come at me from a weak position and expect me to conform to your ways of thinking. A lion don't care about the sheep's opinion. A king maintains rule over his dominion. I done battled every institution in this nation, from the courts, military, and education. Fighting on my own from day one. Know your judgments of me don't mean none. You can try that stuff on someone else, not experiencing the art of preserving self. And if I said something that offends you, then more than likely it was meant to. It feels too real, just too real. It's more than real, just too real. They say he who knows it really feels it. I spit these bars from experience. It feels too real, just too real. It's more than real, just too real. They say he who knows it really feels it. I spit these bars from experience. I dropped some old friends and I don't need no new ones. Buried my bad ways, diverse me some good ones. Every now and then I caught to see how they doing. But this is only for all of my true ones. Been there with me when I was running from truants. Police trying to catch us in the act pursuing. Till they foul laws and mess up penal codes. Who knew our path would take us down separate roads? We grew older and apart like Pinocchio and his nose. That's how life goes, you can't stop changing growth. So we got to move forward and keep pushing on. Our memories all that we got and we can count on. But even those fade away with a little bit of age. Me, I'll forever be the same. No, I'll never change. I put it on the line every time I kept it 100. When it came to the beef, I stood up, never running. It feels too real, just too real. More than real, just too real. They say he knows it, really feels it. I spit these bars from experience. It feels too real, just too real. More than real, just too real. They say he knows it, really feels it. I spit these bars from experience.
Report. This is Tafari XL on the Block Report, and that was Too Real Experience off the manifestation tape from Tafari XL. And we are doing our thing up here right now, and we are it's a Monday, and it's the Monday edition. Now I want to go off into something else. You know, there's this story going on and going around right now. If you're also, let me say this, if you're on the line right now and you want to come in and make a comment or something, push one, and I'll bring you in. If you already have been in and I brought you in, then you have to push one so that the question mark will come off of your line, and then push one again so it'll come back up and let me know you want to come back in. Now, there's this thing going on with Africa and Bambaataa. Now, I haven't said anything on it because I've been trying to let the details kind of filter out and get the whole situation of what's going on with this. If you don't know Africa and Bambaataa, he was considered as the founder member of Zulu Nation, leader of Zulu Nation. That was an organization that basically was really big in the 80s, early 90s. In that time, in African Bambaataa had a song out called Planet Rock, which was affiliated with hip-hop, and, you know, Zulu Nation and African Bambaataa is associated and affiliated with hip-hop, and they're considered, you know, hip-hop royalty and such and whatnot and all of that. However, the thing is, he's been saddled and hit with some allegations of basically touching men, younger guys and men back in the 70s, or, well, he has these, he's been, these allegations that came out that he was gay, and these men have come out and said that he molested them or did some sexual acts or situations with them when they were young, much younger, and these men have said that they're not seeking any money or anything like that, but they just wanted to get this out there and let the situation be known. So now what's going on is that it's come out that apparently he's gay, whatnot, which I don't care if he was gay or not, you know what I'm saying, that doesn't really affect anything. The big story is that he was apparently pushing this homosexual behavior and tendency on younger men that was in his influence and in his reach and surrounding. So that is really the big issue and what's going on with the community. Now, he came out and he addressed these allegations, although apparently, you know, and you guys can look this up. I don't know how many of you are following the story. You can go look it up. I would say a person who did a really great job on this story. I'm just talking about it as from a side, on the side. I'm not affiliated with the Zulu Nation or anything like that or whatever. So I don't know all the inside or whatever. But just as someone, as an observer, and I'm speaking on it from this, and I'm speaking it from just the angle of basically, you know, of people kind of, you know, just if he did what is said there has been done, and to these men when they were much younger and were underage, then, you know, there needs to be something done about that, and that has to be addressed. And I think basically, you know, even a situation, I mean, you would have to review and address. For me, you know, he wasn't really no big, I mean, he was a big figure, but he wasn't like no big, great figure in my mind as far as hip-hop, because he didn't really do much in hip-hop that I could point to and say, one record is nothing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it might have been a big record at the time, but that doesn't, if you're not consistent and putting out stuff consistently and doing stuff, then I don't see how that really makes an effect. But whatever the case may be. But if he was touching these young boys and influencing them and bringing them into this homosexual lifestyle and behavior, then, you know, I would have to say that he would have to lose his kind of regard and respectability within the hip-hop community as a whole. And you know what I'm saying? And I don't think he could be looked at as a leader or any of that in that sense with that kind of dirt on him, you know? So that's just my opinion on that, and that's the way that I feel about it. I feel like anyone that goes out and that hurts others, especially younger people, people that are under their influence and such, in that kind of way, and destroys their kind of their trust, their innocence, and takes advantage of them, these people cannot be looked at as pillars of the society or regarded as anyone in a positive or respectable way. And not only that, they should be made to pay dues and atone for their acts that they have committed against society. So so as far as that goes, you know what I'm saying, that's the way that I feel that it should be dealt with. So now, you know what I'm saying? So, and I mean, he has several people that's coming out, and apparently, you know, all I was saying, if you want to get more information and get more solid stuff on this, check out Star Buckwild, who has now his own thing that he's doing, Shot 97. He's done a lot of corresponding, reporting, and whatnot, and fact-finding and information and interviewing on the subject, and has really brought the subject to the forefront and out there in the public for it to be scrutinized and dealt with and for people to consume it and at least view it from a objective standpoint and give them an opportunity to see 2 and 2 makes 4 and what's right is right, if you can see it that way. So now that's so you can go check his channel out. He has it on YouTube, Shot97. Check him out and do all of that, and you can get some more info on that. But as I said, my whole point is, you know, if what is true, if this is true, whatever is going on with all of that, as apparently it is true, I don't know, I wasn't there, but apparently from what's going on, he's admitted to it, and apparently it is true. So I believe that, you know, you get stripped of your stripes. You don't get to stand, you don't get to have a voice like you might have once before had a voice, and you have to atone for the acts that you committed. But that's my opinion, you know what I'm saying? I'm just one man on a microphone doing what I do, and, you know, it's a state of my peace. Anyway, I'm about to get up out of here. This is today's show. It's been a great show. This is the Block Report with Tafari XL. So we're going to get out of here, and we'll catch y'all on Wednesday for the Wisdom Wednesday show, and we'll do our thing. Peace.
You see a man's face, but you don't see his heart.